The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
You're listening to the Believe in the Challenge podcast, a show that dives into the MTV's Challenge universe. I'm your host, Katie Wolski, and I will be recapping episodes, breaking down Challenge news, and interviewing castmates from the show. Before we start, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and show us some love by rating us 5 stars.
I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. We got a double elimination this episode, and that's basically all we got, but that's okay. We'll take it. Today we're going to be talking about episode 12, Tinker, Tailor, Bunny, Spy. Let's get into it. Double elimination. My jaw dropped. My jaw absolutely dropped. I was so excited. I was like, this is what we needed. Come on. Especially after last week's episode, it was kind of dull and leading up to this moment. Guess it did deserve its own episode. I'm just really happy that we finally get some big action here. So CT's going down. So the elimination is called Dead Ringer. And the twist to this is that you also have to knock off puzzle pieces and then complete a puzzle. We have CT and Big T going down. Obviously, we know it's a guy's day, so Big T kind of has nothing to worry about. But Devin wants Darrell, which I don't know, you know, I kind of understand because who is left in the house he would possibly want to give his skull to anyway, you know, like he's not going to want to go up against Fessy. I don't know, you know, CT wants Josh, so obviously he's off limits, and Kyle, he wouldn't go up against Kyle. I guess he could have chosen Nam, but Nam is kind of a beast, and I bet he was afraid to take that chance. I don't know. I guess he thought Darrell would be his best pick, and if not, then maybe an OG like Darrell gets to have his skull. So either way, I don't know. I don't know if like Devin was doing him a favor by, you know, if he doesn't win. So this was some good action. Now we have Devin and Darrell going first. I don't know if I was Devin. I was watching this and I was thinking the whole time, okay, like they're neck and neck, but Darrell's gonna like smash it. He didn't really smash it. And then they got to the puzzle part and Devin. Puzzles are his forte. It's literally all he talks about. I may not be good physically, but puzzles. Okay, for some reason, Devin could not get this puzzle done. It was honestly shocking because if he could have, he would have been back in the house. I don't know if it was nerves. I don't know, but he did not pull out the win, and then Darrell got it. You know, happy for Darrell. He's kind of a low-key player, does his own thing. Excited to see him in the final because I know he says it's like his bread and butter. I'm excited to see that happen. I know everyone better be very scared to see Darrell in that final because he will dominate. I mean, that man does not give up for nothing. So that's going to be interesting to see. I know that there's still time, so, you know, they could still knock a couple people out. Not sure. But yeah, so, you know, he's going into the final as of now, and it's looking pretty stacked for people who are going to the final. Okay, then we have CT against Josh. You know, I don't want to call Josh a layup, but I definitely felt like he panicked a little bit. He just could not get it done. I mean, CT knocked all those puzzle pieces off so fast. And then can we just talk about how fast he completed that puzzle? Like, okay, I guess having a child really does help you with doing all those little puzzles that he does with his kid that he said he does. So props to CT. Again, he's just a force to be reckoned with, and everyone should be very scared going into a final against him and Darrell. I mean, that's really interesting duo to see in the final, Darrell and CT and Fessy. I'm interested to see what Fessy can do. It was sad to see Josh go home, but, you know, it was only a second season, and I think he's got a lot to learn still. He just needs to work on not stressing out so much when he's in an elimination or challenge. You know, he needs to just focus, not worry about what else is going on around you, which I know is hard because there's people screaming, and then obviously you can just look over, but you just have to really focus in on what you're doing. I know he'll be back next season. We'll see you again, Josh. Okay, now the biggest thing that came out of tonight was not just a double elimination, but new partners. I mean, these are like four new partner picks that completely shake up the whole house, break some of the alliances up. I mean, I think they were all pretty good decisions. CT, he had to pick Cam. I mean, CT is a fierce competitor, and as much as I love Big T and would want him to stay with her, you know, it's the game, and I think CT did the right decision by choosing Cam for his own game. The way he went about this was so not okay. CT, you're acting like a child just got his first piece of, like, cake that he's ever gotten. It was ridiculous. It was actually humiliating and so sad for Big T, and I think she handled the entire thing with grace. I don't know how she even handled it that way. I would be so crushed, especially how much CT has helped build her confidence in this game and just helped her really kind of find herself as a competitor. Pixie and CT, they were like the dream team. Although, you know, Big T is not the fiercest competitor there, she's got a heart of gold. She's definitely one of the best players there, just in general. Next to Gabby, of course, my girl Gabby. I just think the way he went about everything was just in such an old CT fashion. And I thought we grew up, didn't we, CT? I thought we are adults. We are in well over our 30s. And he just could have handled that, gosh, so differently. You could just tell how it broke Big T. Even when he later went on to apologize to her at the fire pit, he sat her down. You know, it started off great. Built a fire, said he was gonna make s'mores. He sent her champagne earlier in the day to kind of look. First of all, buying a girl alcohol is nice. It's not gonna get the job done. No. Of course she's gonna take it. We're all gonna take it. It's just such like old, like slightly douchey way of trying to get a girl to talk to you. Like, oh, hey, I'll just send her some champs and everything will be okay. No, CT. That's not how it goes. You need to have a real conversation with her. And so he did. It was really sad at first because Big T is obviously crying, pouring her heart out, saying, you are the only person I trusted in this game. And you can tell that Big T is just so genuine. And at first, CT was genuine. He was like, look, you don't need me. All he had to say was, I agree with you. I shouldn't have said it like that. I still want you to know that I'm here for you and I have your back. I know you're still upset right now, but just know that you can come to me whenever you want and hopefully we can still have a relationship outside this house or, you know, a friendship or whatever. That's really all he had to do, and just kind of swallow a little bit of his pride and say that, you know, he broke a promise. At one point, you know, Big T starts fighting back and she's like, no, you broke a promise. We are no longer friends. CT just was trying to one up her. And it's like, CT, this is not your place. You cannot get this loud over this conversation right now, especially with what you've done. You need to listen to her. You need to let her get it all out. You just take it in strides. You take it in strides. And then, you know, you go up to her later and you're like, hey, I know that was just the beginning, but I still want to say I'm here for you. Blah, 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 da, 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 da. It's a process. So CT just really, really couldn't apologize and just take the L for all of 10 minutes all of 10 minutes, all you had to do. You got a great new partner. You're probably going to make it to a final. You both got your gold skulls. Just let her have this moment. She's hurt. She doesn't have a skull. Now she's with Nam, who, as we know, is going to go home. So now she's rogue. You gotta let her have this moment. Let her have this moment. Let her have this night. Let her soul. And then maybe you can try and move on from there. And it's almost sad because, you know, now CT really doesn't have anybody in his corner. He was fighting with Kyle because he took Cam. Nam, I think, was really the only one, but now he's gone home and he had Big T. Now he kind of has no one. Cam slightly has to have his back as long as she's his partner. But who knows? If someone else wins a skull, you bet they're coming for Cam. I mean, she's clearly the strongest female competitor there. So, you know, any guy would want her. Honestly, kind of shocked Darrell didn't pick her and he chose Amber because, you know, I think Amber's strong, but she's never run a final. She doesn't know what that's like. But again, you know, I feel like we don't know too much about Amber and what her abilities are. Take the chance. And I would like to see Amber run a final. I want to see what she has inside of her. All right, going back to picking partners. Now, Kyle picks Nani because, you know, there's only two rookies left. Corey picks Gabby and Nam gets Big T. I think Corey and Gabby are actually going to be a really good team. I don't know what it is about Corey, but this season, he has just been so low-key, so nice. I mean, I feel like I even said this last season and the season before that Corey has completely changed. I think having a family and having kids and having Taylor, he's just such a more grounded man. And you can just tell, like, he's just so there to compete, get that money, like, do his best for his family. I got a semi little crush on Corey. Like, I know he's taken and, like, not like that, but just, I think, as a human being, he's got to be one of my favorites right now in this house. And he's always so uplifting. He went up to Big T when they were at the hot springs and he was giving her a pep talk. And he even kind of did the same thing when he got Gabby as a partner. Like, let's go, Gabby. Like, we are going to get our skulls. We're going to run that final. I don't know. I'm just really here for it. I'm really here for Corey this season, and I really hope he gets a gold skull and gets into the final. I want to see him win, especially after the whole Nelson thing this season and last season. I just really want him or Nelson to just make it to that final. Come on, kill it, please. I know Corey made it to the final last season, but got out due to an injury. He couldn't make it very far. I really want to see him get in this season. I think that'd be phenomenal. Oh, Nam gets Big T. And of course, you know, I thought about these two and I thought they would make actually a really great, you know, hearing Nam say that he would do nothing but uplift Big T. I totally see that. I think Nam, although he's quiet, I think after having Lolo as a partner, maybe he realized that he needs to be more uplifting and encouraging. And so, you know, I don't know. I was really excited to see those two actually compete together and see what it would be like, especially now I'm having a different partner than Lolo. So I just was really interested to see a different dynamic with him. So sad that he ended up having to go home because he was declared medically unfit to continue to play. That's always sad to see. And oh man, just another person going home this season because A, they want to, or B, they're medically unfit. I mean, it is crazy. I just feel like we're dropping people like flies this season. I've never seen so many people go home not due to an elimination round. And look, a back injury is nothing to play with. You do not want to mess up your back. You only literally have one back, and back injuries would be one of the worst things ever to have. You know, I hurt my tailbone a lot when I was figure skating. It really is true. The only thing that helps with like back injuries and lower back injuries is honestly rest and not doing anything and just taking a break. And that's what you have to do. There is no little pill or injection that'll make it better for you. It's sad to see him go, but I know he's gonna be back. He really didn't get, I feel, a fair chance this season to really show everything that he has in him. I know he'll be back. It was sad to see Nam go, though. And of course, that leaves Big T as a rogue agent. It makes me kind of sad for Big T because, you know, it's a girls' week coming this week, And now she's not going to be able to compete. So she's not going to be able to win. So she's not going to be able to get a chance to go down there and get her skull. But you know what? I am secretly rooting for Corey and Gabby. I really want them to win. I really want her to go down there, get her gold skull. And then in turn, hopefully Corey can get one last chance to get his gold skull next week after that. But we'll see. Or maybe they'll do a double elimination for the girls. Who knows? I don't know. I would love to see that as well. Oh, and real quick, can we talk about this hot spring day that they had after the double elimination? Okay, I want to go to that hot spring. It looks so nice. Everyone seemed like they were getting along. I can't believe it's the final 14. Wow, that's crazy. And you got to think there's got to be like a final 8 probably that are going to get to go to the final, possibly final 10. But that just seems like a lot of people, unless, you know, sometimes they weed out one couple the day before the elimination starts. So there's always that. That could always happen. Yeah, guys, we're looking at 3 more weeks probably until this final, and I am so excited. I don't know, I just feel like this final is going to be the hardest one and the craziest one so far. At least I really hope so, because this season has been pretty crazy and some of these challenges have been pretty crazy. Yeah, I'm just ready for that final, baby. I'm ready to see it. I'm ready for it to come. And this night challenge that they are set up to do right before, of course, another cliffhanger, going to be glued, like waking up every day, like, is it Wednesday? Is it Wednesday yet? Is it Wednesday yet? So this nighttime challenge seems crazy. Survive the night and they have to endure torturous conditions. What does that even mean, TJ? What does that even mean? Like, how are you going to torture them? I don't even know. What are torture techniques? Not eating, like starving them? Obviously, maybe they'll probably eat something disgusting, because let's be honest, they haven't really done that yet this challenge. What do people do to torture other people besides, like, yeah, waterboarding and beating them up? I don't know torture techniques. This challenge seems absolutely insane. They're probably gonna have to stand all night long, no sitting. They're chained to each other in a cage. So that right there is just kind of scary. The lights start going off. They hear a sound. I couldn't really hear it that well watching the show, but I bet it's super loud in person. Probably, you know, messes with your mind. So maybe that's what is like a torture technique, flashing lights and like a ringing noise or something. I don't know. I'm super excited to see what this is all gonna entail next week. Just wanted to mention real quickly, not the whole cast, because I noticed some people are not in New York, but right now they are filming the reunion in New York for the show. So that's exciting. I bet we're gonna get a lot of tea hashed out. I don't expect we're gonna see Lolo, Liv, Gabby. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to see who is all gonna be there. I was trying to stalk certain people's social media, but I couldn't get a definitive answer from everybody. I saw that Josh, Cam, Leroy, they were all there. Ashley Mitchell's there. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting to see this reunion and this final. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited for next week, because I wanna see this whole nighttime challenge play out. I love nighttime challenges. They are so grueling, and it gives you that real taste of the final to see what's going to happen here. We're going to get somewhat of an idea of how this final is going to kind of play out too, I feel. Thank you guys so much for listening. Follow me, your host, Katie Walski, on social media at @KatieWalski_. Come talk with me about the show. Tell me your favorites. Tell me what you hated this episode. Tell me what you loved. I love hearing all your guys' thoughts. And be sure to like, subscribe the show, Believe in the Challenge podcast. Listen to us anywhere you can listen to a podcast, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, all that good stuff. And be sure to tune in next week. We're going to have a guest on the show and you won't want to miss it.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.